This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Trump defends his son as new details surface about that meeting at Trump Tower with a Russian lawyer and her associates. One former Trump campaign official, Michael Caputo, testified on Friday before the House Intelligence Committee about what he knows, and the president praised him in a tweet saying thank you to former campaign advisor Michael Caputo for saying so powerfully that there was no Russian collusion in our winning campaign. Former Trump campaign director Michael Caputo joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you testified for 4 hours behind closed doors in the House Intel Committee. Can you tell us what they wanted to know and what you told them?
Well, it would seem to me in a lot of ways, and I think my attorney, who's a veteran prosecutor, that this is a fishing expedition to some degree. I mean, there were some very directed, very well-researched questions, and they asked me a lot about individuals going through name after name after name. They also asked me about the 6-7 years I lived in Russia in the 1990s, which to me was rather a historical discussion and really had nothing to do with Donald Trump. But I think they were looking for the context that I brought to the campaign, and I was hoping that I was successful in clearing up the matter.
Well, I think you were successful certainly in gripping and holding their attention, because Congressman Danny Heck said of your appearance, I will tell you that's probably the most fascinating 3 hours of time I have spent in my nearly 5 years in the United States House of Representatives. What was he referring to?
Well, I'm also fun to go have a beer with, but at the same time, there is no Russian collusion. I think it's a delusion, and I think while we had a nice discussion, and by the way, you know, this is an intimidating thing. I spent my time in the House of Representatives coordinating television coverage of committee hearings. I've been to and coordinated coverage of more than 100 of them, and you still don't know what you're going to get into when you get behind closed doors with the House Intelligence Committee. You know, it seemed like a pretty partisan operation before I walked in there. But every single member who was present, including Minority Leader Adam Schiff, mm-hmm. were very polite to me, very direct, and very forthright with their questions.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any notice that it was highly partisan.
That's nice. So you came away.
The former top advisor to Donald Trump's campaign. Supposedly, or I should say allegedly, with strong ties to Russia. I mean, he lived there for a while. I'm telling you, this, Scott, I want to know, you got to be honest right now. Tell me, you know, did you ever live in Russia? Do you know Vladimir Putin? Have you ever been approached by a Russian bride wanting to come here?
Well, probably on the last one. Yeah.
I mean, I think we all have, haven't we?
I haven't checked my spam email in a while. I have some Russian friends that I drink with every now and then. Mm-hmm. So I mean, am I?
I think everybody needs Russian friends to drink with. I mean, you know, they're great people to drink with. Lots of fun.
Well, but, yeah, they're I know two of my friends are from Russia, mm-hmm. and I mean, one of them is one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life. He's a hard worker. He has two or three jobs to try and help his family. Help support his family that's here. Their house, he lives with his, grandma and grandpa live at his house and everything, and he tries to take care of everybody. So I mean, he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing. But, boy, I'll tell you, all this stuff, I keep remembering, Trey Gowdy's comment about this slow drip and this thing, how it's still hanging in there. And, of course, we're going to talk more about it in just a little bit, with Don Jr. But Trey Gowdy says we got to get everybody together in the room and just say, look it, we need to remember everything from Dr. Zhivago to the last time you had a shot of vodka with somebody named Boris, and write it down. Let's just get it all out in the public once and for all here. This is how ridiculous it has become. But, hey, the hunt continues. Maybe they'll find something. Who knows? 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5, 1-800-656-9-7-7-5.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. Never stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with us, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I hope it was a great weekend for you. The 17th of July, number two son's 40th birthday today. We had hoped when he was going to be born, we wanted a straight seven, 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 you know, like the slot machine type thing. They came on the 17th. And, so happy birthday to my son, Michael, who's 40 years old today. And, so I'll get a chance to see him, next week as I head west, and we'll have a belated birthday party with him and the rest of the family. So looking forward to that as we continue to head west after that and find ourselves in Kauai, our annual Kauai travel. Will be a good fun there. We're hooking up with baby Jackson, 1 year old. He's already starting to take a little bitty steps now. And so, you know, and he's got teeth abounding. Looks like a, you know, starting to look like a jack-o'-lantern. So we're looking forward to getting away, and then, you know, then we'll go over and visit them in Maui, and, you know, then head on back. So I'll be on the road trip, and, you know, of course, got plenty of business in between because that's the way we roll here. So anyway, but getting back to the business at hand and what we're dealing outside of Bill Martinez's personal life here is, you know, all this, a lot to do about nothing, it would seem, regarding Don Jr. But it's not like they're helping their cause either. And as I said, you know, Trey Gowdy's line, I think, is very appropriate. It's like, hey, guys, get it together here. And, I mean, you know, now we're hearing there's more people involved in the room. I mean, Democrats got to just love this stuff because it all feeds into this. And you're wondering what Donald Trump is saying, you know, the president and, you know, his brain trust. It's like, oh my goodness, when is this thing going away? I mean, this is absolutely nothing. It just keeps on going, and there's something here. And, you know, what do you do, Scott? Do you chalk this up to naivete that, you know, or is it, you know, Trump's can't get the message at this point? It's like, if you call war on the media, guess what? They're going to look into every crook and cranny, and they're going to make everything seem like it's Watergate because of the war that, you know, you called on them. And so, man, I don't know what's going to take. A beer summit, get them out to Mar-a-Lago. We're going to do, you know, a shotgun golf outing with all the senators, you know, and the congressmen, you know, the media.
Yeah, it's I'm just shocked that after 8 years of them doing nothing as far as media-wise, that they remembered how to do their jobs at all. Because for 8 years they've been quiet. They've never said anything about anything. They've always, you know, Benghazi.
No scandal. We never got answers on that. Yeah, no scandal at all.
And this is a Republican witch hunt. That's all we heard.
Clinton Foundation.
Clinton Foundation, all these things.
Fast and Furious.
Which is amazing that we can name off all these things on such a scandal-free administration.
And he even had the audacity to point it out to us in case we forgot. that he was scandal free.
Well, if you tell yourself a lie long enough, you probably believe it.
Yes.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think.
I mean, he didn't even wince. He didn't even wince a second to think that anybody was going to call him on it. You know, it's like, okay. And then even when people refuted it, you know, it's like, oh, okay. You know, and then what happens is that you bring it up, and if you're at the wrong cocktail party, and somebody happens to bring up, and I've been there in situations where they just echo the talking points of, well, you know, this is the most transparent administration ever in the history of mankind. He had, you know, 2 years, and there wasn't one scandal. And you go, what? You go, what are you drinking? You know, but I get responses like that, and I tell people, I go, you know, I do this for a living, so it's really kind of hard when you say things like that, because it's hard to recognize. Go, what do you call Benghazi? What do you call Fast and Furious? You know,
what do you call the IRS tax?
Yeah, exactly.
What Lois is Lerner. That? How do they know who to go after? Mm-hmm. They just magically make that up.
Yeah.
and the thing is that you know, with all that said, I wish the people around Trump would get out of their own way.
You think?
You know, it's just, I mean, we keep going back to it, that slow drip that Trey Gowdy was talking about. Mm. And it keeps the story around. Yeah. And the longer they can keep the story around, look, this 2 weeks ago, this story was almost done.
Yeah.
All that stuff came out about, you know, oh, CNN is, you know, this is just a witch, you know, mm-hmm. you know, witch hunt. This is a nothing burger.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. Two weeks ago, this was almost gone. Now it's right back there. Now it's back in full force. And the longer this stays around, the harder it is for him to get to his agenda. And come the next election.
Right.
If this is still a cloud over his head because of all this slow drip.
And of all things, still, of all
and
things
this hasn't
too.
Been disproven.
Yeah.
If this hasn't been completely, destroyed, it's going to be hard for him to get that second turn.
Well, I think what happens here, Scott, is that you get people who, you know, are pretty smart on the surface. And they look at this and they go, well, this is really, you know, like you say, it's a nothing burger. There's not much to it. And so it just should go, you know, it should come and go. But what they underestimate is if the media wants to grab a hold of this like a dog to a bone, which anything that has Trump's name on it, they're going to hold on to it. And, you know, this is all retribution. And Trump can sit there and his family can sit there and go, this is idiotic. This is a witch hunt. And everybody else, you know, even like, you know, the former advisor that we just had on the air, says, well, this is, you know, not collusion. This is delusion. Well, you can say all you want. But the thing is that that's not slamming the door on this. What needs to slam the door on it, like you and I have talked about time and time again, what this radio show is all about, it's about the truth. You know, when you lay the truth out there, you can put it to bed, and if people want to go and continue to do whatever they want to do. But it seems to me that this thing, it doesn't amount to a whole lot, but yet, because of the slow drip, you think they would have learned from Hillary's emails. Remember the slow drip process? It was painful, you know?
Well, I to be fair, I think Don Jr. was trying to do that when he released the email. When he, you know, I think that was him trying to, you know, get ahead of it and saying,
right.
Look, this is, you know, I got this email. And everybody's taking this meeting. Well, then you get, you know, the, you know, holier than thou people to come out and go, well, I would never take that meeting. Come
yeah,
on,
right.
Now.
Yeah,
come on,
give me
now.
A break.
I could tell you that, you know, I got a great investment opportunity and you're going to take it.
Mm, yes.
And that's what, that's the stock that they deal in at that point is information on the people you're running against.
Exactly.
And I think it's crazy for them for the news to try and spin it any other way. Just lay it out there. Stop with your spin. Stop the spin. Just put the facts out there. If it leads to the collusion, then I want to know that.
Right.
I want to know that. If they did collude, then I want to know that.
Well, the problem is, if they did get to something like that, everybody's going to be so worn out. It's just, you know, it's just going to be a fizzle. You know, the bullet's going to barely come out the barrel. Because this thing's been so over-exercised. This, again, you know, I remind you, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so we have a lot of opinion out there that covers both sides, because you got point, counterpoint, Very little fact. And, you know, what this is all about, again, we go back to the whole premise of what's driving this whole thing. And that is the elite is absolutely bonkers over a Trump presidency.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We'll pass on to the next generation the things we hope that they will hold near and dear and take what we have questionably, you know, in terms of what the world's greatest generation passed on to us. You know, how do we sit with it? What's our grade as the next generation and what we're going to turn over to the next generation in terms of this country, freedom, the American way of life, You know, it's being challenged all the way around here, Scott. I mean, you know, we see socialism's head rising. And it's like some sort of contemporary anecdote or you know, some kind of cool thing, you know, to embrace socialism. It's like, whoa, are you kidding me? And then you talk to people, and you know, too many Americans are very casual about what is happening to their freedoms and how it's being impinged on. This is why, you know, we appreciate people like John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute that constantly is reminding us of what's happening in our country, how our freedoms are being attacked, how you've got the police state coming in. And unless it happens to you or you really hear about it, it's close to your zip code, even on your zip code, you think, oh, well, oh, that's just an exaggeration. That's not really happening here in America. Oh, yes, but it is. And this is what John is telling us. And in his book, Battlefield America, you read that book and it's, boy, I tell you, if that doesn't scare you straight, I don't know what will. You know?
Yeah, and the worst part is that they don't even know what socialism is. There was that video. I don't know if you saw it this weekend. I got the clip of it, and we were going to play it in one of the news hours here. They have no idea what socialism is. It just means free and equal for everybody.
Do you have that handy? Do you have that handy right now?
Well, I do. Oh, okay. I don't have it. It's part of a news segment. They brought the guy on that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me see if I can find it quick.
Well, if you can, let me plabber just a little bit on this deal here. You know, because the thing is that you hear, you know, these young people, and they, oh, we want socialism. You know, this deal with Bernie Sanders, and of course their standard bearer and what he and his wife are going through. As Megan Barr says, you know, refers to them as the Bonnie and Clyde, modern day Bonnie and Clyde here.
I got a little sample of it.
You got a little sample of it? Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Let's play that soundbite.
But it seems some students can't even define what socialism is.
How would you define socialism?
I mean, honestly, that definition gets thrown around a lot.
How would you view what socialism is, though?
To be quite honest, I don't know.
It could really benefit our country in the future.
I think it's a good idea.
Trying to spread the wealth is definitely a good thing in America, and it's definitely a thing that's needed.
Yeah, really?
That's how they define it. Well, you spread the wealth.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to spread. I don't have enough wealth to spread.
the deal is it accommodates. See, it's a very, in a sense, that is somewhat. I don't want to say it's a populist message, but it definitely, you know, appeals to a certain number of people. Now, I find it quite interesting. Is that, you know, for some of the people that want the well spread, somehow they feel like they're entitled to it. They're afraid of hard work. They're not working, you know, 10-hour days. I think some are, you know, have a challenge even working a 5-hour day, putting in, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours a week in there, and they want the well spread. Now, I can understand in some cases. Now, like anything, you run the bell curve, right? So you get the people who really are, you know, to me, I don't think they have skin in the game. So I don't really want to hear from them, you know, like we talked about before. If you didn't vote and you're not participating into the consciousness and the well-being of this country, and all you have to offer are ideas and violence, then, you know, you're kind of disqualified, in my opinion. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. You shouldn't be involved in it. But if you're there and you're working hard, and there's probably some people within that spectrum that say, look, it's just not fair. You know, I'm working hard, and the other guy's getting promoted, and the other guy's catching the breaks, and, you know, and I can understand. I think we've all have been there to a certain degree, you know.
Well, you also got to remember, I mean, is that guy going and saying, hey, you got to give me a raise, you know? I'm going to find a different job unless you give me a raise. And you're just sitting there and you're hoping that, you know, they notice how hard you work. That's not how a lot of jobs work. Unless you're in construction. I mean, if you're in a physically intense job. Because, I mean, I can tell you right now, if you're a construction worker and I see that you're working hard, you're going to get more money.
Yeah, but in everything, they're all, I mean, there is unfairness. And, you know, you could argue that there could be some unfairness. I find the biggest, this is why I'm not a big fan of union, you know, enterprises, because the union thwarts everything off, and I say thwarts it, it just puts everybody in the same class. That's and so if you do work hard and you're doing better than the next guy, you're more efficient, shouldn't you be rewarded? Well, the union says, nah, we're just spreading it out. It's all the same thing. So my mentality, my work ethic did not rhyme well with the union.
And I'm not a big union person either, because I think the people in charge of a union don't really care about the guy that's just paying his union dues.
Well, yeah, that's a whole nother argument. But I think philosophically, in terms of the socialist mindset, I just resist the basic tenets that says, I believe that honest day work deserves and demands an honest day pay. And for me, the way my dad raised me is that, look, sometimes you're going to be abused. And if that's the case, then, you know, if you're putting up with it, that's on you, you know. And I look for other options.
And that's the point I was going to say. A closed mouth doesn't get fed.
Right.
So if you have an issue and you don't actually bring it up, then whose fault is that?
Yeah.
I know. Look, people can't read minds yet.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't actually say anything, if you don't mention to your boss that, hey, I really need a raise.
Mm.
Look at the work. Sometimes you got to be your own best. You got to be your own cheerleader. You know.
Yeah.
Look at the work I've been doing. I've been doing really good work here. And saying stuff. And, you know, very rarely do you find the boss that actually is paying attention to stuff like that and is willing to just say.
Hey, when you got today's bosses, so much of their time occupied with health care issues, government regulation, you know, trying to keep business at hand. I mean, there is a lot of, as you don't remember this, but on Ed Sullivan, there used to be a guy that did this act where he just spin plates. He would go from one plate to another, keep spinning it, and, you know, just running across the stage. It was incredible. You know, sometimes this is what bosses feel like, is that they're going from one plate to another, just spinning it as fast as they can to keep it going. Hopefully the momentum stays there so that they can meet payroll and do all that. I mean, hey, being a boss, as you can tell, you know, have the responsibility, lots of sleepless nights. And sometimes what happens is you look for respite. And unfortunately, the really good people that you have in your company sometimes are overlooked. And, I've tried to recognize, good efforts in that, because I've been of that cloth and felt like there were times, just like you say, when you feel like, hey, it's just not there. But, you know, the whole idea of this socialism deal and what's coming up, what I really wanted to talk about is that, you know, people want to obliterate capitalism because it's just, you know, they see it as a hindrance to their socialistic ideals. In some cases, you ask people, you go, well, what is your idea? You want to blow up capitalism, so what are you going to replace it? Oh, we'll figure it out. we'll figure it out.
I feel like the only people that really want to blow up capitalism are the same people that want to give everybody a participation award.
Yeah, exactly.
I look at capitalism the same way I looked at sports. You're competing. You're going out there, you're competing, you're trying to be the best at what you're doing. And, you know, look, sports aren't for everybody. You know, that's why we all don't get, that's why people that really appreciate sports, we look at the participation award and we go, well, what's the point of that?
Exactly.
What's the point of that? If I get the same reward as somebody that wins it all, then what have I learned?
Yeah.
I've learned nothing.
Well, and the thing is you know those kids so affected by the participation trophy. And the thing interesting, though, about that, Scott, you know, if you survey these young kids, they see what for what it is. They got a trophy, you know, so what? You know, no big deal.
Well,
but the ones that have earned it, the MVPs that worked hard, hey, they appreciate it. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, what a novel thing. Not only D.C., I would say, look at, you know, us, the voter politic. We need to understand what the Constitution is all about. This is what we're fighting for. Lest we forget, I mean, this is what's happened. You know, we've had a generation of young kids that have been kept away from the Constitution and civics and some of those important issues. I mean, the very foundation of what this country is all about, kind of amazing, you know, when you think about it. And, you know, the fruit of that is these kids that want to embrace socialism over capitalism, and they really don't understand the difference. It's just, it's a cool T-shirt. You know, and, you know, let's talk to Dr. Herb London. Let's bring him on with us. It's always good to have Dr. London with us. Dr. London is a foreign policy analyst, president of the London Center for Policy Research, and the author of the book Leading from Behind: the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Herb, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Nice to hear your voice.
Always good to hear yours, sir. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of amazing. We've been talking about, you know, these millennials and their comments anecdotally about capitalism. Some just want to get rid of capitalism, and they don't know what they want to replace it with. And then you have the Bernie Sanders, Sanderites, in spite of what's going on with his wife, and they want to believe that, you know, there's nothing wrong whatsoever, that she was, you know, without any kind of culpability. And, of course, that's being, you know, played out in the media as well. But they follow him and they say, hey, look, socialism is the future of America. And, you know, maybe it's just because they think they can wear a cool T-shirt or just be anti-establishment or something. But, I'm just thinking they better get their they better get some connectivity with their brains in history here. Otherwise, you know, we're really at risk here with everything that the American dream represents.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. All you have to do is read headlines from Venezuela to understand what socialism is all about. Here you had a country that was among the wealthiest in the world, only 20 years ago. Mm. Now it's a country where you can't get bread on the shelves in a grocery store. I mean, there's no doubt that what you see in Venezuela is what you would see in the United States. I mean, there are people, Churchill made the point that if you want equality, you can have socialism. If you want inequality, you can have capitalism. But the equality in socialism is misery. The inequality in capitalism is wealth and prosperity. So, I mean, you can have one or the other. Mm. There's no question you have equality in socialism, but it's a quality of misery. That's what you get. And everywhere in the world where you've had socialism introduced, you've had a rapid decline in the state of the economy, a rapid decline in the foodstuff that is available for people, a rapid decline on the moral basis of the society. And it's rather remarkable to me that the millennials, during the course of this last campaign, embraced Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Bernie Sanders at a rally in Brooklyn say, you know, why do we need all of these toothpaste manufacturers? All we need is one toothpaste manufacturer. Oh, really? One toothpaste manufacturer, one automobile manufacturer, one table manufacturer. And, of course, in the end, you have no manufacturers. Because the government is going to be responsible for everything.
Exactly.
And in that sense, you have a complete decline in the economy. And yet these young people, to my astonishment, stood up and applauded. I mean, I don't think they had any understanding of what they were applauding for. Because in the end, this will only lead to their own demise. And so, I mean, I think it is a very frightening scenario. And if you would have asked people 30 years ago, do you believe in socialism? About 10% of Americans still embrace this bogus idea. But today, it's something in the order of 30%. Mm-hmm. And that is a very frightening development, frightening trend. But I think it is a function of the dumbing down in our educational system, mm-hmm. where people know very little, do not understand our own system, do not understand capitalism, which is a word used as a pejorative. I think that there are real problems associated with the way in which we're teaching the young about our own state of affairs.
They've been propagandized, Herb.
I think we have been. I think this country has been propagandized. I think you've got it exactly right. And I think it's been going on for a long time. But the kind of dumbing down you see in the United States today is a very real issue. And if you were to say to people, tell me, what does the GMP mean? They don't have the foggiest idea. And if you were to say to some people, you know, the markets do provide an opportunity for people to generate capital, and that leads to investments. Well, really, what is that all about? I mean, the difficulty here is that, as I said, the basic understanding about the state of the economy, where America is something that is not understood by most people today. My mother was a high school dropout. She was not proud of that fact. She had to go to work to help members of her family survive. This was during the Depression. And yet, interestingly, if you were to say to my mother, let's talk about the state of the American economy or American politics, she would be as thoughtful as anyone you would ever meet. And how did that happen? It happened in large part because she educated herself.
Exactly.
We have a population today that relies on tweets, 140 characters. What are you going to learn from 140 characters? Well, what can you possibly learn? How do you develop an understanding of America that way?
Well, it also has to do with time spent, Herb. If you're spending time in video games and watching the Kardashians and other amusement, which if you understand what amusement means, you're not engaging your brain. And it's quite ironic when you think that this is all happening in the middle of the information age, when there should be no excuse. I mean, yes, there's fake news out there and it's all this stuff that's flying around. But yet, look at, if you're earnest and you want to know something, it's not difficult. I mean, it's not like you got to go to the library and deal with the Dewey Decimal System and do this hard research that they used to do years ago. If you got a computer, there's a lot of information available, but what you need to do is make sure you have the filters engaged so that you understand, you know, the veracity of the sources that you are bringing into your mind.
Well, you've dated yourself when you mentioned the Dewey Decimal System. But the important point here is what Einstein once said when he made the point that the more advanced the technologies in society, the greater the opportunity for a generation of idiots. And a lot of that is true because we rely very heavily on our own technology rather than use our brains.
Mm.
So you have people today who will tell you, well, I don't really have to study the multiplication table. I can, you know, I've got a calculator nearby. And I don't have to learn history because, after all, I can always turn to Google. So here you have a generation where there's these advanced technology, but using the technologies in a manner that leads to some understanding of knowledge is very different from information. We have the information. We don't have the knowledge. And
exactly.
When you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the wisdom. And that is the problem that you have in society at the moment. A lot of information, all of it floating about in cyberspace. But whether, in fact, it's converted into something called knowledge is another matter.
We've lost connection with critical thinking, Herb. You know, it's if you stop asking the questions and you stop pursuing the truth and you're happy to be around contemporaries that all think the same and you find yourself in an echo chamber, you blunt your blade. You're not sharpening your blade for critical thinking that can make a difference, and especially right now in this day and age, we need critical thinkers at the forefront of this. And to get through this morass of information, this fake news, the manipulation of the young people and the generations to come, because look at the, you know, we've all been warned of what would happen, whether it was technocracy coming into play, the rewrite of history. We've seen other governments rise and fall that have been deleterious to capitalism and the free enterprise system. But what's all at risk here, Herb, what concerns me most is the very soul of the individuals. I get down to the soul of what they're about and what their purpose is all about, and just what you want at the very end of life to realize that you just participated in one humongous lie.
Well, I think you stated it very well indeed. I mean, this is about critical thinking always amuses me, because you have academics who are always saying our goal is to engage in critical thinking, but you cannot think critically if you do not have a knowledge base. That is, how do you think critically about mathematical equations, differential equations, if you don't even know how to add two and two? Mm-hmm. How do you think critically about the role of history or the balance of power in the world if you do not understand what happened at the Congress of Vienna? I mean, part of the difficulty is that when people say we want to think critically, yeah, they want to think critically, but they don't want to go through the exercise of having some background and understanding so that you can think critically.
Exactly.
The idea that you move from zero to 100, which would be critical thinking, is not the way the world works. It works so that incrementally you learn something along the way and that you have a knowledge base on which to make some sort of judgment. If you do not have that knowledge base, there is no way you can
think critically. With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Reuters of Iraq is reporting, according to a top Kurdish counterterrorism official, that the rumors of al-Baghdadi being dead, not so. He says he's 99% sure that al-Baghdadi is alive. And Dr. Herb London, foreign policy analyst, is with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the new book, Leading from Behind, The Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Well, Herb, what do you say?
Following, number one, the caliphate is over. The central command has been destroyed that ISIS had in Mosul as well as Raqqa. So in that sense, it doesn't make any difference whether Baghdadi is alive or dead. I mean, I'd prefer to see him dead, but the point is that the leadership within ISIS is over. Is that the end of the problem? Of course not. There's no doubt that ISIS will metastasize across the globe in the form of insurgency movements. And as I've suggested on your program before, this is like the tree of insurgency. The branches break off, the twigs break off, the splinters break off, and they become insurgents of their own, all operating independently, so that the world will still face an insurgency struggle that will go on for at least another generation. And the other point that has to be made about Baghdadi is that Baghdadi's leadership in the Middle East is now no longer exists. It was because of the caliphate that he had the authority that he did. Now within the Islamic community, he has no authority. He has been denuded of authority. So that, his role is really, to some degree, irrelevant.
Herb, does part of this reflect the idea, like in anything, you know, if you're the voice of God, you know, early on they felt like, okay, he's on a mission from God, and there's affirmation here, because look at all this territory, all this money that we're able to bring in, and we're having all this military success, but for the hand of God, we wouldn't be able to do that. Now, with the loss of Mosul, which is absolutely critical, that really is quite affirming in the opposite direction, and discouraging for, you know, for ISIS. As you say, the caliphate is really, you know, kind of fading into the sunset here.
Well, as I said, it's fading, but what we have to recognize, and it's important for Americans to recognize, there should be congratulations to the Iraqi forces, to the Free Syrian Army, and most importantly, the Special Forces of the United States. But after that congratulations, we should take into account the fact that this is an ideational war. This is going to go on for a long time. We've got the superior ideas that can defeat ISIS and radical Islam, but we have to use them effectively. We have to engage in logistics. We have to engage in clandestine activities. We have to even engage in dirty tricks in order to defeat ISIS wherever it exists. And as I said, it's not merely ISIS. It's this militant Islamic view of the world that must be defeated. So if you're fighting an ideational war, it's not only what happens on the battlefield, but what happens in the world of ideas. It's what happens in educational institutions. It's what happens in cultural institutions. It's what happens in diplomacy. So there's an awful lot that still has to be achieved, and I hope that the American government and our State Department is up to the task.
Exactly. Well, not only that, but the people there that are going to have another shot at it. As you say, this is a war of ideation. So what's the replacement idea? Because you've got the Kurds that are pretty well solidified, but Sunni and Shia, I mean, we're going to end up doing what, in a sense, what Joe Biden had said a while ago. If you remember, he said he saw three Iraqs. Where you had the Kurds, you had the Sunni controlling their area and the Shia controlling their area. I mean, it seems like this is what's unfolding, but they've got to solidify this because they cannot allow a void to exist. Otherwise, we're going to go back to what happened before with the Taliban running rampant and all these mini fiefdoms throughout Iraq occurring, don't we?
Well, the dismemberment of the Middle East will occur. Sykes-Picot, which was an attempt to create artificial states with the British and the French making that decision in 1916, that's over. Mm-hmm. You're quite right. Syria will not be the country that it once was. Iraq will be a very different place as well. We're looking at a very different kind, the emergence of a very different kind of Middle East. And there is no doubt that you will have warlords and Sunni groups and Shia groups and Alawites all playing a role in that part of the world. The one group that has been pushed out, however, and that is a real tragedy because they are facing genocide at the moment, are the Christians in the
yes,
Middle East.
There's exactly.
a large Christian population. We do not give sufficient attention to the manner in which the Christians are treated. They are treated brutally, in some cases killed randomly. And one can only wonder, where is the church? Where are Americans? Where are those Christians standing by those who are losing their lives, their families, their fortunes, due to the kind of oppression of radical Islam?
Exactly. And the indictment is on, you know, on those of us. I mean, it's almost, Germany all over again, where everybody wants to turn the music up louder and not hear the cries of those that are suffering.
Well, I think that the suffering is extraordinary. And whether you're Coptic in Egypt or Maronite in Lebanon, it seems to me that the Christian population is undoubtedly being abused, destroyed. This is something that is intolerable. From my point of view, we've got to do more as a nation. We've got to speak out more. We've got to get people in the Congress to understand this matter. This has got to be one of the major issues of our time.
Yeah, and you would think that people of faith would be at the forefront of championing the cause here, Herb, and is amazing. Maybe they're just not hearing the news, and I don't know how they're missing it because of the abuse of Christians, the Coptics, and you know what is happening. Their young daughters are being abducted and turned into sex slaves, to service the ISIS military, and on and on. I mean, the devastation that's taken place. I mean. And, you know, my question is always with these experts who were there on the field, on the battleground, you know, where are the Christians? They go, they're hiding away. I mean, they can't go.
Excuse me for interrupting. I'm terribly sorry. I was going to say I met with some Yazidi leaders, and they said something that was quite interesting to me. They say, why isn't the United States bombing? And I said, bombing? Well, we are bombing. And he said, no. Why aren't they bombing us? And now I was thoroughly perplexed.
Yeah.
He's bombing you. I said, I don't understand. He said, I would prefer to see our women and daughters die with your bombs rather than be raped and killed by ISIS.
Yeah.
Now, that had such a chilling effect on me, I couldn't sleep after I heard that statement.
That is more than sobering when you hear something like that. And that just puts into maybe a little bit more perspective to understand the pain, pain and anguish that they are suffering. You read in the Bible about gnashing of teeth, with these people. You wonder how much teeth is left to gnash for this extended period and what they've gone through.
10 years from now, there will be a book written talking about the plight of the Christians during this period and why nothing was done. just as there were so many books written about the Jews in Europe during the 1930s and 40s, why wasn't more done? We're going to ask that ourselves that question, and of course the guilt will arise. Mm-hmm. But there are things that we can do right now, and we can certainly raise our voices as the American people. We are a Judeo-Christian society. We understand the plight that Jews have faced in the past. We understand the plight that Christians have faced in the past. But we've got to understand the present. And in the present, there is a genocide going on. We should do something about it.
And we've got to fight back against this political correctness that has allowed the United Nations compounds there to be the sole arbiter of who becomes a refugee. This is why, you know, the big question that people had with all the refugees coming is that about 98-99% are Muslim, and we're going, well, wait a minute, we're hearing about Christians being persecuted. How come we don't have more Christians involved here? And they don't understand what the logistics are and how that works out, Herb.
Well, you stated it very well. I mean, part of the difficulty is when you talk about your refugee crisis, you're only referring to Palestinians. They're the only refugees in the world recognized by the United Nations. Mm-hmm. What about the Christians who have been obliged to leave their home? What about those Christians in the present, in the Middle East, in areas that were once largely Christian, like in Lebanon, for example, now forced into a minority position where they're continually facing the plight of a minority that is under siege? This is, of course, not a UN discussion. And mm-hmm. it's one of the reasons why the UN is a bankrupt organization, morally bankrupt organization. They select the issues they think are important, but of course overlook some of the critical issues that the world is facing at the moment.
Without a doubt. And everything is so pro-Muslim, it's ridiculous, all because of political correctness, Dr. London.
I think that's right. I think that's exactly right.
Well, what about this that I'm reading about, that Donald Trump, it looks that he may affirm this Iranian deal. What's changed?
Well, I think there's nothing that's changed, but I think that Donald Trump wants to add teeth to the deal. Mm. He is saying, look, the spirit of the deal has been violated. If you look at Parkin, for example, where you have ICBMs being developed by Iran, and that is not part of the treaty, that is a clear violation of the spirit of this engagement. So I think that what he is saying is, yeah, we might continue this, but we've got to revise our understanding with the Iranians. We've got to make it clear that the United States is not going to tolerate this kind of continued nuclear weapons development, nor are we going to tolerate the advances that have taken place in technology through the ICBM program they have in Parkin. So I think that there's a lot that can be said. I don't know what the administration's exact position is, but my suspicion is they're willing to entertain the idea of continuing the agreement if, in fact, some teeth can be applied to it.
Well, once again, Herb, we're at a point where we have to wrap up, but so much more to be discussed. Look forward to having you back with us. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the book, Get Your Hands on This Book, Leading from Behind the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. It is logged on our website, available at all the usual places. Dr. London, it's always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Bill, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much. All the best to you. Bye-bye.
You got it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.